Fire rescue, EMS, law enforcement. These are the three components of public safety, and those who answer the call are the first responders. Welcome to another episode of Five Alarm Task Force with your host, Steve Green. Five Alarm Task Force presents some of the best instructors, leaders, and mentors in public safety today to educate, elucidate, and entertain. No topic is out of bounds, and every opinion has value. Five Alarm Task Force is brought to you by Five Alarm Task Force Corp. One family, one mission. First responders helping each other. And our sponsors, Insight Training LLC, your best bet for fire service tick training. The Firehouse Tribune, where you can expand your horizons in emergency services and learn to work hard, stay safe, and live inspired. LifeScan Wellness Centers, saving the lives of America's heroes. And our promotional partners, Chief Miller Products and Sites, Thin Red Line Decon Products, making decontamination as simple as possible for you with decon wipes, shampoo, body wash, and more. Haas Alert, creator of the safety cloud for our roads. Fry Guy Levers and Nestor Bars, the amazing new hand tools for the fire service. Silver Arrow Coaching and Consulting, unlock your potential from burnout to brilliance. Crackle Magazine, serving the International Fire Service. EFT Corporation, 40 plus years of innovation in donation and payment processing solutions. Health KPI, teaching you how to track the right data to stay at the top of your game. The Firefighter Cancer Foundation, fighting to extinguish firefighter cancer since 2004. The Firefighter Cancer Support Network. The Albemarle Sweet Shop, the North Florida Fire Expo, and the Great Florida Fire School. Remember, our ultimate goal is for you to be safe and return home after every call. So insert those earphones or turn up those speakers. The Five Alarm Task Force is being dispatched right now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Five Alarm Task Force. I'm your host, Steve Green. Happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us. We have a great show today, a brief show, usually a bit shorter than our normal episodes, but it's with two good friends, Nick Higgins, who is also a member of our board of the nonprofit corporation, Five Alarm Task Force Corp., and he is also the founder and editor of the Firehouse Tribune. And joining Nick today will be Chief Tom Marciano. Tom has been on the show before, and he is the chief of the Chester Fire Department, just north of New York City. And they'll be with us in just a few moments. Now, when you listen to this podcast, and hopefully you're going to like it, you have the opportunity of listening to all our podcasts. We have over 330 in the library right now. The easiest way to do that is perhaps maybe going to our website at the numeral 5-alarmtaskforcecorp.org. And on the horizontal menu, select podcast. That'll take you to our library. And there you'll have all your choices of our past audio episodes right there in front of you to listen to. And while you're on the website, if that's where you're going to listen to it, and by the way, you can listen through your favorite podcast platform, because they usually, most of the bigger ones, carry all the episodes that we've created for the show since 2016. Now, while you're on the website, as I started to say, you can also decide if you'd like to join our newsletter group. We send out a newsletter about 3 to 4 times a year. We do not send spam. We do not sell or give away your email address. We protect it under the laws of the state of Florida and the federal government. But should you ever wish to unsubscribe, very simple, just send an email to us at dalmatprod, dalmatprod, at outlook.com. Put the word unsubscribe in the subject line, and we'll take you off the list just as soon as we receive it. To all our friends on Facebook, thank you very much. I was on there earlier this week and saw all the likes and the messages, and we can't thank you enough for your support and spreading the word about the podcast and our video forms, which, by the way, are on our YouTube channel, which is the name of our company, the numeral 5-Alarm Task Force Corp. But also, As of this week, we are now able to place the video of our video version of the podcast right on our website. So what I have to do is visit our website, scroll down to the bottom, and the video player will be right there. Now, a lot of you, and most of you, I would say, listen to podcasts via a podcast platform. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, etc. Now, all of those platforms use an algorithm when one conducts a search. Now, let's say you want to search for 5 Alarm Task Force. Well, we're not going to come up too high in the ratings. Why? Because while people have told us they really enjoy the podcast, there are only a couple of reviews there on any of these platforms. Without those reviews, the algorithm creates results very, very low. If you have either the star reviews or a couple of sentences in a review, that's going to bring the title of that podcast higher towards the top. So all we ask is that please, number one, subscribe to us on whatever platform you like to use. And please, if you haven't done so already, please just leave a couple of good star ratings or a couple of positive sentences of what you like about the show. And you know what? You can also leave constructive criticism. Now, I'll be honest. We did receive some from a listener several years ago because the sound was not being balanced properly. Well, I took that to heart, and I did some research on it, did some studying up, and now we've fixed those issues so that our sound should always be at an equal and constant level. That's it. That's all you have to do to help us out. So that's our business for this morning. We'll be back with our guests, Nick Higgins and Chief Tom Asciano, right after these words. As always, please stay tuned. New technology for the fire service seems to appear almost every day, and that technology demands a learning curve, especially if we're talking about thermal imaging cameras. That's where Insight Fire Training LLC is your best bet. With an excellent reputation across the U.S., Insight Fire Training will meet all your TIC training needs. Their curriculum is peer-reviewed and has been used internationally. Their instructors are Level 1 Thermography Certified, and they have taught in 33 states and 4 countries. Their courses run from introductory to training the trainers. Courses are available online, for the classroom, classroom hybrid, and even live fire. Insight Training LLC is proficient in over 40 thermal imaging cameras, so you feel confident they will know your make and model. Best of all, programs are customized to your specific needs, and their cadre of fire service veterans are vetted craftsmen of Project Kill the Flashover. They are so proficient that they have trained TIC manufacturers on how to best use and sell their own product. That's Insight Fire Training LLC. Look them up on InsightTrainingLLC.com. Your best bet for TIC training. Would you like to meet up with any of the team from Insight Training LLC? Well, here's their schedule for the month of February, what's left of it, that is. On Monday, February 12th, tactile thermal imaging hybrid training with the South Walton Fire District in Florida, 911 North County Highway 393, Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, 32459. On Tuesday, the 13th February, Insight Training will be with Midway Fire District in Florida, doing a tactical thermal imaging hybrid training. The 20th to the 22nd of February, Tuesday, Clarksburg, West Virginia Fire Department, Introduction to Tactical Thermal Imaging. On Saturday, the 24th, Phoenix Incident Management Symposium, Tactical Thermal Imaging. The 26th to the 29th of the month, Gilbert Fire and Medical Arizona Train the Trainer Program. And the 28th of February, through the 28th of March, the LIFT Conference 2024, Tactical Thermal Imaging for the Company Officer. Remember, please be sure to check their website, InsightTrainingLLC.com, or on their Facebook page for registration and additional details. Insight Fire Training LLC, your best bet for TIC training. The Firehouse Tribune has expanded, now bringing you podcasts, presentations, and training blogs. The Firehouse Tribune is an innovative way for emergency services professionals to interact, share ideas, learn, and train. We are inspired by those who came before us and built the path for us to share knowledge and experience with the rest of the emergency services world, where life experiences and training come together. Check out our podcasts, Station Talk, and the 5-Tool Firefighter Podcast. Want us to speak at your department or event? Reach out to us to set up workshops at your firehouse or virtual event on topics including the 5-Tool Firefighter, 5 key attributes of the well-rounded firefighter, and 6 tips to guide the new fire officer. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. For more info, please visit www.thefirehousetribune.com or email us at fhtribunepodcast@gmail.com. The new Firehouse Tribune Service, where we live by one motto, not just in emergency services, but in life. Excellence is a habit, not a goal. We're firefighters. We're law enforcement. But like everyone else, we have our aches and pains, sometimes from the job and sometimes not. We realize there are risks with this job. However, sometimes something is wrong with us and we don't know it. Now what do? Well, LifeScan Wellness Centers are dedicated to saving America's heroes. For most fire and police organizations, LifeScan Wellness Centers will send one of their mobile teams to assess every member of your department with complete and complex physical exams and blood work. Using state-of-the-art medical equipment, LifeScan staff members provide a multi-procedural exam, including cardiac stress tests, basic lab results, and ultrasound exams. LifeScan Wellness exams have saved the lives of dozens of firefighters and police officers across the country. They have found tumors, aortic bulges, lung problems, and more, many of which were asymptomatic. However, early detection allowed most of these colleagues to have their personal medical professionals mitigate the health issue that otherwise might have led to a darker time. For more information, please visit their website at lifescanwellness.com. Remember, LifeScan Wellness Centers, saving the lives of America's heroes. Hello and welcome to another episode of 5 Alarm Task Force. I'm your host, Steve Green. Happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us. Today on our show, I have two great guests. Both have become close friends and advisors to me with guests, podcasts. I learned so much from both of them. And our guests today are Nick Higgins, who is the co-founder and editor of the Firehouse Tribune, and so much more, and Chief Tom Marciano from Chester Fire Department in just north of New York City. And they'll be joining us in just a moment. First, folks, I'd like to, you might see this long sleeve t-shirt I'm wearing. Long sleeve, you're in Florida. Yes, I am in Florida, but I have Raynaud's syndrome. So anything below 74 degrees makes me feel like I'm in Nome, Alaska. But be that as it may, I purchased this t-shirt to help commemorate Chief Billy Goldfeder, one of our great teachers, leaders in the fire service today, who always stands behind the curtain because he doesn't like getting the glory. But without him and his columns in Firehouse Magazine, the website of Close Calls, we would not be the fire service that we are today without him. So Chief Billy, to you, from all of us here at 5 Alarm Task Force and 5 Alarm Task Force Corp, we want to thank you for everything you do to keep us safe. And even when we weren't safe enough, you teach us our lessons that what we should have learned and what we can learn from those incidents. So our sincere thanks to you, Chief Billy. Please give us many more years of your wisdom and your background. Folks, we all want to bring to your attention the latest podcast coming out from the Respond to Safety Institute. And this one is going to, the podcast is available. You just look up the podcast, respondersafety.com. And the guest is Chief Anthony Correa, Chief Tony Correa. He's been with us several times, a great leader, fire chief, EMS chief. He'll be talking about crew resource management. Chief Correa demystifies the concept of crew resource management and how you can apply it to your organization's roadway incident responses. In his role as an extrication specialist and instructor, As well as his experience at all levels of the fire service, Chief Correa has implemented CRM as a leader, taught it in the classroom, advocated on the Bucks County Highway Incident Management Team, and participated in it as an active paramedic firefighter. He sits down with the team from Responder Safety Institute to examine what crew resource management means from all perspectives, how it works, and how you can use it to make your roadway incident responses safer, smoother, and successful. That's all we can ask from Chief Tony. He's great at it. Now, for my guests. Nick Higgins is the training officer for Piscataway Fire District No. 2 in New Jersey. With over 20 years of service, Nick is a New Jersey State Fire Instructor, an advocate for the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, and an international speaker. Nick has shared his message to the fire service, speaking on many firefighting-related topics at many state and national conferences, such as Firehouse, and has been a guest on many fire service podcasts, such as Firefighter Success and Crew First Culture, in addition to us, Five Alum Task Force. In addition, Nick is the founder of the Firehouse Tribune, co-host of Station Talk Podcast, and the host of the Five Tool Firefighter Podcast. Nick has authored two books, The Five Tool Firefighter and The Five Tool Firefighter Technical Workbook. Outside of the fire service, Nick has been a guest speaker at Hillsborough County College in Florida, where he mentors and speaks to students about life after college and how to excel in the professional world. Has a bachelor's degree in accounting, along with certifications as a nutrition coach and battle ropes instructor. Chief Tom Marciano is the chief fire chief with the Chester Fire Department, located a little bit north of New York City. With a passion for the fire service and leadership, he created the presentation, Six Tips for the New Fire Officer, to share valuable insights with fire service professionals. Tom is the lead contributor with the Firehouse Tribune, and aims to contribute to the knowledge and growth of the fire service community. He's also a proud member of the Orange County Technical Rescue Team, where he focuses on building collapse, trench rescue, and confined space. Tom has a career as a 911 dispatcher and has been doing that for 15 years. He loves to meet new people from the emergency services community and discuss ongoing topics. Will this work? This works. Welcome, you gentlemen. It's glad to have you both back at the same time this time. You've both been on a couple times separately, but I'm watching all the changes and talking with Nick, because Nick, full disclosure, is one of the executive board members of Five Alarm Task Force Corp. He is always a advisor to me in my ear, whether it's, even if it's a text message, he guides me, he helps me. He has, since we first met online through, I think it was Twitter back in 2011, when I first joined up, trying to produce, promote our other company that we had at the time called Dalmatian Productions, and the show that we had pitched and worked on for very hard, America's Heroes, the men and women of fire rescue. And I was trying to promote that. And 3 years later, we were working to promote a dramatic, limited series, dramatic series about the Philadelphia Fire Service, focusing on the very special office of the fire marshal in Philly. It's a unique situation that you don't see in too many cities, but the city of Philadelphia has it down. And so when you have people who can guide you, and even though I've been out for going close to 50 years already after I was injured, I still love everything about the fire service, career, volunteer, part pay, WI. And I found that with Nick and our other good friend, our mutual friend, Andy Starnes of Insight Training LLC. Now that I have Nick, I have Andy. Tom has been, I've learned from him as well. So I love having you folks around, because you live the life. You don't play a role. And that's the difference. We vote, as Tom and I were talking earlier, you know, there's a lot of volunteer departments, especially your combo departments, you have the good old boys clubs. And when you're the new person coming in, it's very tough to break down, get through that door. But you guys have done it. You guys are successful at what you do. Yes, it's not always the smooth road, but more importantly, what you've done now is the expansion since Nick, you and I first talked and started promoting the Firehouse Tribune, you're expanding now to, you have the workbook and the book, five tool firefighter. And again, in full disclosure, I was surprised and honored that Nick turned to me to help edit the book. It was probably one of the greatest moments of my life as a firefighter, was to edit that book. I didn't edit anything about how to do this, how to do that. Mine was always just about grammar, syntax, because I wanted, when people read this book, I wanted them to say, this guy knows how to write. And for I'd say 98%, 99%, he was there. I just did those little things, but it was an honor for me to work with him. And now you have this almost this conglomerate. You have the Firehouse Tribune online. You have the Five Tool Firefighter books. You and Tom now have gone together and are traveling to make presentations and teach. You're not just making people come to you online. It's amazing. The growth is amazing. And yet, both of you still have to have home lives that you have to attend to at the same time. So, Nick, we'll start with you. I'm just so happy to have you back again today. Hey. And I'm blessed to have you as a friend.
You too, Steve. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So where are we? Where are we with the team by a House Tribune now?
No, right now it's me and Tom. You know, we're doing everything. What are we really doing? I mean, we're writing articles. We're not writing as much. You know, I think we have to get back to putting more articles out. I'm working on a series right now of articles just in my free time. And Tom, he reads them and says, yeah, good to go. Or, you know, it sucks. Rewrite it or change this or that. And we go back and forth. So I've been doing a few articles because I've been kind of slacking myself. So I'm doing articles on that. I'm looking to expand the Five Tool Firefighter a little bit more. I want to get more out of that. But we're coming up with ways to kind of put it all together. I shied away from the newsletter for a good amount of time because I started noticing I wasn't getting much traction and I got lazy. And I started thinking the other day, like, let's just start bringing them back out. So Tom came up with a new concept for it, how to design kind of what I posted online, what I've been posting with, like, it looks like a newspaper. Just bringing everything. Yeah.
There's another one yesterday. It looked great.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, we go back and forth with these type of designs and trying to change things up, make sure we're engaging with not just social media, but engaging with the newsletter and getting the people who signed up, because there's over 500 people, keep them engaged, keep them going with stuff as well. And keep reminding them there is the Station Talk podcast, there's the Five Tool Firefighter podcast, there's the book, there's the store, there's the website, there's all these avenues. And if you miss something because we're posting, we're recapping every month for the next month what we posted that prior month, and just trying to keep that engagement going. So we're working on that, just trying to make it more, keep it up with the times too. You know, I think Tom could even speak on that. We've been changing a lot of things. We're going to see tomorrow. Today, we're going to see a different way we're posting some of our little quotes that we put up every week. We put up one a week, we try. We're changing that format a little bit too, so that the posts on Instagram are going to look different, because we're, you know, it's all about engaging people. So visualization definitely helps more. So
there's no doubt.
We're starting again today.
As you saw on Monday, I put my first official video promo on for my guest yesterday, who had to beg off at 8:45 because he got called out to do an emergency drone search. Yeah. But his name is William Kohut. He's our mutual friend, Dave Wicklansky.
He's coming on us too.
Scheduled.
Yeah. David will be here in 2 weeks. He'll be here in 2 weeks from yesterday.
Nice.
David told me, like, he's the go-to guy. APF Drones, I think, is the name. And and he's the go-to guy in Jersey regarding drone responders and using drones for public safety work. And, you know, when I first heard about it, And I know I've been very lucky to be good friends with Chief Charlie Werner, who former chief in Charlottesville Fire Department for many years, and now the executive director of Drone Responders. It's over, I think, over 5,000 members across the world right now. And so, you know, when Bill sent me that text, you know, I know he wasn't going to just, you know, blow it off. He just told me why, that he had that emergency. And so we'll shoot for next week with him. But, you know, I'm looking forward to have David on the show again. He was on several years ago, and he's just, he has his eyes so focused on our wellness, both physical and emotional and mental, that he really is a guru for some of us older guys who didn't have anybody doing that for us back in our day. And it's great to see what David and some of the other folks are doing to help with our behavioral health issues. Because,
I mean, and he teaches it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the college level.
So. Yeah. So, you know, and to me, that should be a required class for every firefighter, whether it's a career or volunteer department, part pay combo. Every firefighter should have at least one or two of these type of lectures, because there's no, you know, if we were all truthful with each other, every time we met up, we would never try to say that we haven't been hit emotionally by a call or by something going on in the community, whatever like that. And we've always been afraid to show it, because to show it is a sign of weakness. That's what it looked like, as you said, Tom, in the good old days, right? It was a sign of weakness, you know. With that being said, you guys are also focusing on behavioral health through the Tribune and your talks as well. And I think that's very, very important, because too many of the podcasts are focused just on firematics. And firematics are very important. But if you're not in any shape to fight a fire emotionally, that doesn't mean
anything. So that's kind of where I was like taking it. So when I jumped in, Nick was kind of doing everything for the Firehouse Tribune, and I was kind of just along for the ride. And as I see, you know, Nick comes out with the book and the workbook and his own podcast for 5 to a Firefighter, I decided to reach out, and I was like, Nick, like, why don't you let me kind of take some of the load off of you? And like I feel badly. He's doing absolutely everything. So I kind of started doing the bookings and such for our podcast and doing the scheduling and whatnot. And what I was trying to reach with that is to find guests who are helping in every way possible as far as being a firefighter, whether it be nutrition, mental health, physical health, you know, operations, engine company ops, truck company ops, technical rescue. You know, we have a guy coming on for RIT, and even William there with the drone services. So anything that I think can be beneficial to the fire service is what we're trying to put into station talk. And we're trying to gear it to that it is just a conversation, like sitting around a kitchen table, like talking about things here and there. Nick can attest, I'm pretty sure we're booked like through June already, right? Or May maybe, with guests. We're like
maybe we're more than that.
Yeah.
I follow your lead, man.
Yeah.
I follow your lead.
We're booked out there pretty good. We got people reaching out to us, and it's important. And I never really thought about the whole mental health thing. I have a friend who's going to school, and she is focusing a little bit on mental health, and one of her classes was mental health, like in first responders type thing. And she brought up some statistics, and I was like, this is actually really interesting. And then we started digging more into it, and I started seeing more and more of it. And then, as you said, you know, the stigma with the good old boys and stuff like that, that's the kind of stuff that has to kind of go away. So we're just trying to revolve everything around being your best version of yourself in order to get to be the best version of what someone in need helps. That's what we're trying to base our Station Talk podcast around.
You know, that's so important. I remember when I joined that first volunteer department in North Carolina, I didn't have any background in the fire service. I could use hand tools, claws, hammers, saws, drills, everything like that manually. I had no problem. Worked with them all. Worked with electronics. Start when I was 7 years old, playing with my first set of walkie-talkies. And so somebody gave me a little clue and got a soldering gun and hyped up my walkie-talkies a little bit. I had nothing. So when I joined and I was accepted, I threw myself into learning everything I had to do. I was at every drill, unless, God forbid, there was something that prevented me. And if I did, then one of the three caretakers we had at the department actually became our mentor. And if I had to miss something because of work at the synagogue, I knew that over that weekend, he'd say, hey, I'm working Sunday. Come on down after you finish teaching and I'll go over what we did at the training the other night. And you have somebody in your corner, not in your pocket, in your corner to help you learn and to be the best you can be. I told Tom, I didn't get a chance for what we were talking about when I went to the state fire college for those 3 years. And unfortunately, we moved up to New York before that fourth summer. And it wasn't until 2017 when I was back in Greensboro and I got to see the chief. I hadn't seen him in probably 25 years. And we went inside the house. It was a hot summer day. And he said, Mr. Green, do you and Mr. Bray ever wonder why I sent you boys to the State Fire College? I said, probably every time we talk. He goes, you mean when you see each other? No, we talk at least once a week. Every time we talk, that's one of the questions. Why the hell did you pick us? We were two newbies. We were only 8-9 months in when you sent us to the first one. He says, you know why, boys? I said, because you boys were going to be my captains. I saw the leadership that you both exemplify. Nobody had, none of the drivers, because, and I spoke to almost all of them, except the two that don't like you. He said, because you're educated. He says, but everyone says that every time they've had to ask you or Rich to sit in the right seat because we're short on staff, because you boys have always done well. So I knew you were going to be our captains. I said, Chief, Rich and I had no idea. He says, well, you proved it. You were here. Both of you boys are here all the time, all the calls. You learn on your off time. You come in, you want to do something, practice it. You guys are here all the time. He goes, how could I not use you that way? So it was a lesson learned, you know, many years later. But it was validating for both of us, because a lot of guys thought Rich was just this kid who dropped out of college and didn't know anything. And me was the one guy in college, a college graduate, first one I've ever been in the department. And I was dedicated to learning and to being the best I could be. And I think that what you're offering now is a great example, which we didn't have in that day, but of how any firefighter, career, volunteer, combo again, makes no difference, can learn more today using online, whether it's through social media, whether it's through the online podcasts that the three of us do with video now. And I think that we're offering numerous opportunities for firefighters at their own convenience to sit down, open up a web video and watch that discussion and learn from that, or watch the video and see examples and learn from that. Not everything is going to be at the station, and you have to have a tool in your hand to learn, because there's so much that we need to know mentally about who we are and what we do before we even swing the first axe.
Yeah. And I really think this is the podcast world has really, I think, broadened what people are learning, because the way I look at it is when I was growing up in the fire service, I had there was none of this yet. So I had my training center, my guys, which was fine. It was phenomenal training, but it was essentially around this area of the country. So pretty much the New York City area. That's the way we learned. You open up this to the podcast world. Nick and I have talked to people from Colorado, from Los Angeles, Virginia, you know, and you're starting to get a different feel for how the country operates in different areas in the firefighting world. And although doing the same thing, it's done on a completely different level sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I had the same experience. Like, I grew up reading Fire News, the magazine, the newspaper that came in, that comes to our firehouse. We read that. And just doing training, you know, like in the book, I talk about it with leadership, with the captain. I talk about that training, always pulling it out of us. But we learn New Jersey metro area, the tri-state area style firefighting like Tom. So, you know, we're surrounded by urban and we have all these urban areas around us. So we're learning that style of firefighting, but we're catering it back to our needs and what we respond to. But when you start meeting other people, you start talking to people from other parts of the country. And now I was talking to a guy from England the other day. And now be released next week on Five to a Firefighter, but you start to see how different it is. And you start to see that, you know, if you get stuck in your bubble, you're really not going anywhere. Yep. At the end of the day, you're growing roots somewhere, but you're not expanding. And that's how the Firehouse Tribune kind of started. I started doing it because I was working with Dave. Yeah, I was working with Dave Lansky. We were teaching at an academy, and he started his own thing. Brought me on with him as well, but I wanted to start my own thing too. But it was so saturated here in Jersey and in this central area with training agencies. So I was like, hey, what if I start a blog and just write whatever I want to write and say whatever I want to say? Who's going to stop me? You know, I'm not getting fired.
Right.
So I did that. And then I just started, Nick Baskerville came on and started talking. He made a comment to me. And he's like, firefighting is not your whole life. It's only part of your life. I started reading more of his stuff. And I'm like, So I started thinking about, you got to make things relatable for everybody. And the best way to do it is just put it back in your own world. And how life, you learn a lot of lessons from the fire service. Valuable lessons that you could relay into regular life. And you really have a lot of life lessons that you can bring to train people in the fire service. Not even about being a structural firefighter. So that's why I started coming up with all these different weird concepts of stuff I'm writing about. Like, he was coming up with these crazy stories, and I started kind of coming up with things, talking about cholesterol, talking about sleep, and things people didn't really want to talk about, or not something you're going to hear every day. No one wants to read about how to better your cholesterol as a firefighter, but well, here it is, and why it's important. Doing things like that, and then just kind of just writing more firematic stuff, but then I shifted a lot and started talking more on nutrition and health, because that's my background was right. In the fitness and being an athlete. So I started using that. And then that's how the book came about. And, you know, then one day I tell you a story real quick. I never told anyone, but so I got a message on Instagram, and it's a link, like an attachment. And it's an article. So I'm like, what the hell is this? And it's from Fireman Tom. So I'm like, okay, what is this? So I'm reading it, and I'm like, this is really fucking good. I'm like, and so all I come back was, where can I find this? And he just tells me, can you post it? It's like, yeah, man, send me information. It's on tomorrow. Yeah. And then that's how everything happened.
And here I am.
Yeah. And it was actually, I think it was on like leadership or mental health. It was kind of like a blend. It wasn't
yeah,
like a firematic
thing. Yeah, I believe the first thing might have been like training with the younger guys and getting on their level, yeah. And like, are we failing probationary firemen? It was something along those lines.
Something like that. And it was really good. It was like two pages, very well detailed and broken out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and that was just something that like I was laying in bed one night and watching NCIS, and they said something on the show, and it was like, you have to like lead or whatever it was. And I was like, and it just made me think. And I went down like a rabbit hole of thinking, just jotted down notes, and there it was.
Was that a Gibbsy remark?
Yeah, it was something from Gibbs. Yeah.
Yes.
And we just kept sharing those stories.
Yeah. Nick and I, again, met through social media on Twitter. And I hadn't even joined Instagram. Yeah, I don't think I even knew about it in 2011. But he and I was introduced to Andy. Joe DeVito was actually my very first contact because he lives across the state. Just across I-75, right where that plane crash was last Friday night. He's very close to that.
Wild, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't, as of last night, my wife, they said they hadn't announced who the two fatalities were, but I was really hoping for that pilot because to listen to his last radio, he was so calm.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm not going to make the runway. He says, okay, we have it ready for you. He says, we've lost our engines. He goes, come on, shoot for it. He goes, I'm not going to make it. We've lost both engines now. I'm going to do my best if I did.
To be that cool, calm, and at the end of the day, knowing in the back of your mind what is probably going to be the outcome, it's just remarkable. Yeah,
it was amazing. So Joe was a big help introducing me to a bunch of the people. And I counted Andy and Nick as good. They were really helping me, guiding me how to be, and were also commenting when I would post something just from my ancient history in the fire service. They were a couple of the first two that would always say, hey, nice post, never knew about that, or well said, and things like that. Then on the other hand, in 2016, Nick turned against me and joined the group that said, oh, Steve, you do so well on Twitter. You should really do a podcast. I said, yeah, that's great. What's a podcast? I said, what? I said, yeah, what's a podcast? Go, well, you've been in radio. I said, yeah, I've done radio. I did radio in high school. I did radio in college. I did radio with another fire show, but I was actually on a radio station. I said, but what the hell's a podcast? Well, think of it as like doing a show on about fire stuff on the air. We call guests up and they'll talk to you by phone. I said, oh my God. I learned all analog. I didn't learn digital stuff. I have a microphone from my karaoke days and stuff like that when I had a karaoke company. I said, I don't know if I can do it. Oh, come on, you can do it. So I had to find a way to record it, find some software, had to take lessons on YouTube, how to edit that stuff. Audio then was just audio because we didn't start the video till mid-2020,
right?
I did one of your episodes like the first time, and my first one ever, it was audio. I was wearing a headset on my phone just walking around my house. And then I did another one like that a couple of years later with another guy for FireX, Mike Snodgrass. He did his through audio.
Yeah, and that's mine was just an audio podcast.
You can still do it that way.
From 2016 until 2020 when we made the change. But
crazy how far it all comes.
Oh, it is. It is. And yet, again, we've been blessed with wonderful guests from the top, all the way coming down. I mean, I was very lucky to meet online our late guru and mentor to all, Chief Alan Brunicini, was on a podcast. Another great leader in the fire service, Bobby Halton, was on the show. And Tim Sendelbeck and Chief Dennis Rubin, Chiefs galore. It's just been wonderful. And I think video, I found that video brought a new level to the idea of podcast. And because we are today, even more so than ever before, we are visual learners.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes when we listen to a podcast, we're doing something else while we're listening. For me, it's when I walk the dog. That's when I have the time to do it. Because of my health, my time is how much time I can spend in this office/studio per day is limited by the warden. that happens to live in this house as well. And I have a junior warden living in this house as well. So I'm very limited to how much time I can spend. So if I walk the dog in the morning, like I was this morning, I was listening to the latest B Shifter with Chief John Nance, and I think he had Nick Brunicini was on this one, and Chief Nance has become a good friend of the podcast, and the whole team, his old B-Shifter team will be on in, I'm hoping, March or April, waiting to hear back for confirmation. But I think that when you see people talking, and you're listening to them through video, I think you have a stronger vision of what they're talking about. It's like you can listen to the news on the radio. Oh, this thing happened. But if you watch it, that same story on TV news, it has a whole different impact on us.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We love doing, I personally like doing station talk and I, you know, with the video, because I like putting it on Spotify because it's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, you get to, and we have to edit it up, put some color in there and everything else and keep the visual going because, you know,
that's important.
Who wants to listen to us talk?
I've been on Spotify. I'm on Spotify with my podcast, but I didn't know I could put my video on there too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that.
I'll have to show you. Yeah.
Finish the
episode. I do it through Anchor, and Anchor's linked to Spotify. So if you just upload the video, it'll load up as a video on whatever video platform you have. And if they don't, if that platform, Apple or whatever else, doesn't allow video, it'll just make it into an audio. It'll do it all for you.
Oh, that's cool. See,
that's how our podcast works. I do the scheduling and the bookings, and he just kind of does the rest.
No, you've both still been on, you've done interviews together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just can't. I'm not good with the old uploading thing, so that's his thing. Oh, so. Okay.
And the good thing about Station Talk is we back. I've missed a few. He's missed a few. Like the last one we did, not the last one. Yeah,
last one with AK.
The last one. Yep. We did together. We just did. We're not releasing until next month. But this month with Corey from Crackle, I did it. It was supposed to be both of us, and he texted me. He's like, "I got a 2-alarm fire."
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for this, man. So I luckily he sent me the notes because he takes all these notes on it. I wasn't prepared for this one because I didn't expect to be on it. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And it's a good one. So yeah, Corey's, it's good because you get to put logos in and get to all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Corey's a great guy. Very big supporter. He published my last article. That the funny thing was I submitted to one of the trades 3.5-4 months before. Mm-hmm. And the person who was running it to the editorial committee kept saying, I'm not sure, Steve, I'm not sure. I'll try to present to him again. And said, okay. And then I got an email, a blank, you know, a regular group email from Crackle. And I said, you know, I worked with Crackle once before. I wonder if they'd be interested. So I looked up, I had Corey's email address, sent it to him. And before the day was over, he said, we're taking it and we're going to fly with it for our fall issue.
Nice.
And, he did. And, we have, you know, we're now cross referencing each other, and he's that kind of guy. And I think if you look at the magazine, it's not a regular trade magazine, but it is, but it has a whole different view.
Yeah.
An outlook for us, who we are as people, not just firefighters. Because if we can't be a healthy person or a good person, then we're not cut out to be firefighters.
Yeah. That's why I keep using the term superhuman. That's like my thing lately. Like, you know, we need to be a superhero because that's what the public is expecting us to be, but we have to remember that we're super, but we are human. So we have to make sure that that's what we remain, that we are just a human. And I think Crackle does a great job at handling that aspect of the fire service. So definitely great stuff.
Yeah.
And he talked about it with us on how that whole thing came about. So you can hear more about
with
it.
Me?
He talks about it. Yeah. He talks all about it on our episode. So it's pretty good. You know, that's kind of like,
give me a heads up when that one's going to be released, because I definitely have to watch that
next week.
22nd.
Right? Yeah. He doesn't even know that yet. So
yeah,
I haven't told him. We're going to release the preview reel will be out on Monday, and then he'll be everywhere on Thursday. So we're doing that. That's going to be a thing. Once a month, Station Talk once a month you have Station Talk Real on Monday, which is the preview, like we've been doing. Thursday is going to be the release of whatever month. So it's like the third or fourth Monday, Thursday of the month, it'll be released. And then we just backfilled everything else. And that's we've been doing it. And we actually been talking, like, what were we just talking today about the newsletter? We were talking about making it like a PDF or something like that. And I kind of got that idea from reading Crackle. But, I mean, we don't have that type of content yet to do anything like that. So, you know, the newsletter comes the way it is. And
but
you subscribe to it.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if it would not be possible simply to you show the picture, but you have the PDF available if somebody wants to, grab it.
I'll say maybe doing that.
But, you know, I agree because I like the first two that I've seen so far with that newsletter. The one that just came out, was it Monday, right? Monday you had one?
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, so that, I like the look. It's not too busy. It's just the basic news, what's going on with the Empire's Tribune. And I think it looked really well, yeah.
Yeah. And when you open up the email, that's the first page. And then as you scroll, it's here's everything we wrote article wise. Here's Station Talk for that month. Here's the firefighter for that month. Here's the book. Here's our affiliates, Jocko, Origin, Fire Department Coffee, Frontline Optics, and then you're in there as well. You're on top, actually. So that's in there. And I got to add a couple other things, but keep it
going. Yeah. And then with the actual ad, I decided that I was going to try to make a template. So I went with the old school look of a newspaper because the name Firehouse Tribune, something for that just sticks out to me. And I love the name of it. And that's, I got the idea from my barbershop. He actually has a picture of like the old Saturday Post hanging on the wall. And that's kind of where I got the idea for it. So I was like, wonder if we could do something like that. So, we put our main stuff on there. I highlight one or two items, and then on the bottom I figure I'm going to put a different quote each month, and we're going to let it roll. And I've, in counting you, Steve, I've had a lot of positive feedback with it already. People seem to like the way it looks, so I think that's definitely the direction we're going to go with the newsletter. And I think we said like we were going to do like the first Tuesday of every month, that was going to be the day we were going to release it. So
yeah, I noticed that I was doing some research. I noticed that Tuesdays around this time is the best time to send stuff out.
Yeah.
Most people are checking their stuff Monday. No one's going to look. Tuesday's the best day. And like talking with Andy offline the other day about timing. When you send stuff out, it all matters. But, that's why we're putting more visuals in there. Like I didn't have it visual before on these certain things. So I have it visualized. It'll capture their attention and drive it back to where we're going.
Right.
Right.
I hope people like it. So we're trying to drive everything, but trying to drive your foundation back, our books, our work, our workshops, everything just back to the work, the website. Cause that's really where it came from. We're not a social media page or a website.
Right. Good point. All right, guys, let's take a quick break. So we can get some business side to the podcast done. And then, folks, if you're watching the video, you really won't see anything change. If you're listening to the audio, well, if you're a regular listener, you'll know there'll be a little pause, a couple of promotional PSAs, public service announcements for the fire service, and then we'll be back with our guests, Nick Higgins and Chief Tom Marciano from the Firehouse Tribune, the five-tool firefighter.
Station Talk.
That's right. Station Talk. Sorry, my old age will be 72 next week, 2 weeks next week. I don't know. I've lost track of time. But when you get old, like me, senile, that's what happens. So, folks, we'll be right back right after these words. As always, please stay tuned. The tone sounds and the dispatcher announces. Stations 14 and 16, working residential structure. And that was all you needed to hear. You jump up from your chair, head to the engine, and climb into the jump seat. As the cue screams, you take stock of your PPE. Bunker pants, check. Turnout coat, check. Hood, check. Gloves, check. Escape line, check. SCBA strapped on, you're ready. Upon arrival, you jump off the apparatus, grab the loops of the Red Cross lei, and head for the open front door, where smoke is pouring out. You make sure your buddy is behind you. Crouch low and make your way inside, your trusty SCBA mask hanging on your tool belt. What? Stop everything! What the hell are you thinking? You see, it's a working room and contents fire, and the smoke is banking down almost to the floor. Who do you think you are, Superman? One breath of that crap and the smoke will damage you in some way, guaranteed. All the soot, carbon, carcinogens, and other outgassing materials will enter your body through the pores on your unprotected face. Don't be the domino, the first person down, that forces everyone else to change their tasks to take care of you. Always remember, face peace on. You have comrades depending on you and a family to go to. Face peace on.
You show up for your shift, but you're not feeling 100%. You greet your colleagues with a smile, but just can't put your finger on it. I'll shake it off in an hour, you think to yourself. You take a couple of nothing runs, but you're still not feeling any better when you get back to the barn. You throw some cold water on your face and think, yeah, that's more like it. And you head back to the day room. With training scheduled for after lunch, you make yourself comfortable in one of the recliners, but as you sit there, you feel ill. You start to sweat, and you feel nauseous. There's a pain in your left arm that you've never had before. Hey guys, you call out. I'm not feeling well. And your voice trails, your eyes close, and the darkness surrounds you. More firefighters die from cardiovascular health issues than any other reason. Don't let self-pride get in the way of taking care of yourself. See your doctor on a regular basis, and be sure to advise him or her that you're a firefighter. Don't be a statistic. Be a healthy firefighter with a long career. For more information, visit the IAFF, NVFC, or IAFC SHS websites.
It just slows me down.
It's too hard to do it and put my gear on.
I'm not comfortable.
I'm a big guy. I can't do it.
I'm just not comfortable wearing it.
You gotta be kidding me. Real firefighters don't need them.
Come on. There's no way I can wear my SCBA and my seatbelt at the same time.
Yes, we've heard all the excuses, but we can think of at least one good reason why you should buckle up. Can't you? Be a hero to those who mean the most to you. Buckle up. A message from the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation.
Hello, and welcome back to this episode of Five Alum Task Force. I'm your host, Steve Green, and my guests today are Nick Higgins of the Firehouse Tribune and Chief Tom Marciano, also of the Firehouse Tribune and also Chief of the Chester Fire Department, just north of the big city of NYC. And if you got to be close to a big city and you're into the fire service, there's nothing better than being close to New York City or Long Island on the island with Nassau and Suffolk counties. I remember I had a conference down. I was sent down to a conference in New York City for fundraising for the synagogue I worked at. None of the programs would apply to the synagogue, but one of them I found would apply for the fire department. And that was a direct mail promotion. And then the next day, they had nothing for me whatsoever. I don't even know why they sent me to this in the first place. And so I left the hotel. And so, you know what? I went back in, put on a pair of jeans, and I had seen a firehouse the day that the cab brought me from the airport around the corner. And I said, I think I'll go over there. So I went over and knocked on the door, showed them the badge. Come on in. Want breakfast? No, I ate, thanks. Nah, come on, having second breakfast. You know, enjoy it. All right. And we talked a little bit and stuff. And then they got a rescue alarm. They said, anybody interested in riding with us who doesn't ride with us regularly? I said, yeah. So we went out. It wasn't a big rescue, but it was nice. It was nice to ride with them and being accepted as a brother. I walked around cloud nine after that day. I mean, to think that I actually went on a relatively minor rescue call with a squad, an FDNY squad, was, that was like, heaven, you know,
and nice, yeah, heaven to do that. I completely get it.
Yeah, well, you know,
Yeah, I rode around with a guy who was in my volunteer house. He was a firefighter in 27 truck in the Bronx, and I did a few ride-alongs with him. But one of the ones I did was I actually ended up doing the whole tour on 46 engine because they had the empty seat, so I rode there. And I remember going to a reported fire at like sometime middle of the night, and they were like, "We're definitely gonna be first due to this, no matter what." And like I hear like I feel like a bunch of bumps, and I'm like, "What is that?" And like I look out the window, and we're driving downstairs in a park in the engine to beat another engine company across.
Oh, that's
I'm like, fun. This is the wildest thing ever. Yep. So
that sounds more like an episode of Emergency.
And, it was pretty funny. I was like, all right, but this is wild.
That's cool. So the concept of what the two of you are doing is really what we do, and a lot of the podcasts try to do, is not, it's not really about entertainment. It's about education. That's the way I've always looked at these. I've had a couple of what I call fun episodes, but the 99% of all the episodes we've done, whether it was audio or with a video, has always been the concept of having a guest who can educate the listeners and the viewers, teach them a little something. You can't teach, in one 2-hour podcast, you're not going to be able to teach knots. There are so many things you can't teach, but a good teacher can supersede anything visual by placing making that a mind visual for the listener or the reader. And I think that's what you guys are doing. And I know from working on the book with you, Nick, that this was really a great educational tool, I should say, for any firefighter. I think I can't even think of a class of us who that wouldn't apply to. Even WUI folks, our brothers and sisters there, they need what the 5-tool firefighter teaches. And between that and the episodes and the video interviews, your audio, what you put online, I think you guys are really serving up a platter of ways for people to learn and grow, both in their skills, in their health, and in their minds. Because we need all three of those in the recipe to be good firefighters.
And it's funny because when we first said we were going to do, because Station Talk came out of the Kitchen Table web series we did, where you'd sign up and we'd record it. It didn't really go anywhere. It kind of sucked. So we were talking, we're like, why don't we do a podcast? And we kind of threw the name out. Tom made the logo. Tom did all the design behind Station Talk. And when we announced it on Instagram that, Firehouse Tribune is going to have this podcast, Station Talk, which was the Kitchen Table web series that people would sign up. I got a message from people and they're like, well, what about the 5-tool firefighter? What about it? Are you canceling that? And like, no. It's two separate things. And it's separate because one literally is, like Tom said, we're just talking. We're having that conversation. Whatever you want to talk. No holds barred. Say whatever you want. Talk however you want. For any topic you want to bring up, just have that conversation. And there's a lot of benefits to it. Tom's picking specific things that you want to talk about and getting these people to bring their conversations to the table. And they want to do a 5-tool firefighter, I still want to keep that. And the reason I want to keep it was I want to just talk to people myself and have guests on from time to time. I had Tom on. I'm going to have Dave's eventually coming on. He keep going back and forth. So I bring people on from time to time, but I'd like to have that conversation where I'm not just talking about firefighting. I'm talking about life. And sometimes when you bring on guests, you can't have that conversation because you want to cater to the guest.
Right.
And you want to make sure they have their conversation, they get their time. So the 5-tool firefighter is all about optimizing, and I'm going to steal this term from Onnit, which is a vitamin supplement company, and I take their stuff. It's not a promo. I'm not getting paid for this. But Human optimization. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what it's about. So I like that it's different. And then I think the website puts it all together. So people are like, oh, don't get rid of it. No, we're not getting rid of it. But you can watch it when you listen to it. You can watch us talk to people instead of just listen to me talk. Because sometimes when I'm doing Fire Up to a Firefighter, I'm on my phone doing it. I was doing that a lot. And sometimes I started yelling because I'm talking about certain things. So can't do that with a guest. So that's why I want to do it two different ways. I want to have two different ways to do things. So we can do it that way. And I just like sometimes, like the one episode we did with Raymond Dorville, that episode, that was probably one of my favorite.
Because yeah,
I think we were all going to, I was actually at Whole Foods while that one was going off because I had the time messed up. So I was at Whole Foods in their restaurant doing this podcast, and I thought I was going to jump through the tables and run through walls and everything else because it was one of those conversations you can't really have with yourself. So,
yeah, he was definitely a good hype up, no doubt.
That's great.
But that's how we're doing different things to kind of keep it the buckets, but then the buckets right. Break.
Yeah, and like you said, to kind of build off of it is I think it's important to keep both because – they both deliver a different message per se. So we have Station Talk, which is kind of building around every aspect of the fire service there is. And Nick's podcast kind of sticks with the five tools and he focuses on those individual topics, which I think is extremely important, just as it is to be a five-step athlete or however they'd say it in baseball. But same thing. I think it's just important that we continue to get that message out there. And it's, we advertise it. I share it like it's my own. And I've had people ask me like, why aren't you ever on that one? And I'm like, I'm only on it if I'm a guest on it. That's his thing. And that's, we separate it. And that's exactly how I explain it was we separate because it's two different functions of our program.
And then he's also coming out because actually he came with this idea. He came with it. He wants to do, he talked about the 6 tips on it already, but you only talk about so much in one episode. So we're going to do, and I'm doing the same thing with someone else that's going to be released on the 5-2 Firefighter. The first one to be next week or 2 weeks. We're breaking out the 6 tips of being a fire officer that Tom did. And what we're doing is each episode is going to be talking about that specific one. So it'll be 6 episodes with talking on each topic. That way it gets even better. Like I did it with the 5-2 Firefighter. That's how I started this podcast. Do the same thing for him. Break him out. Really talk about it. Say whatever he wants. And that's how we're doing it. And to keep promoting everything. Because if we shy away, we stop promoting it, people are going to forget about it.
Right.
You know, people like Jocko, he wrote 100 books. But he still goes back to that first book. Stream ownership. Because it was the groundwork for everything else that came out. And that's how we're looking at it. Like the Firehouse Tribune started it all. Everything goes back to that.
Yeah. I think, as you said, Steve, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn and I don't like doing that because although some people will look at us as like educators, like I'm still learning something every single day, from listening to other podcasts, from having people on my podcast, like whichever. But I definitely think we are heading in the right direction for the fire service, and we definitely bring in some good content. And there are some people who might say like, yeah, our last 3 episodes all revolved around mental health per se. However, we do have some scheduled for later on in the year that are revolved around, like I said earlier, engine company ops and fast company operations and stuff like that. So I think we're in the right line of work, and we're hoping to get our presentations out into other places, into firehouses and stuff like that. So
I think Nick had mentioned that a couple of months ago, and I thought it was a great idea. Is he started pitching, do you need us to come to your firehouse and do a program there? That's brilliant. That's just a brilliant marketing tool that you can use that benefits everybody. Benefits you guys, but it benefits the station, the department that welcomes you in there.
Yeah.
And And one thing I was going to do with mine specifically, I think Tom's in the same boat, was I was going to cater it. And if you took the class, the 5-Tool Firefighter Workshop, the books are come with it. You don't got to buy the book. Pay for the class. You get the book because the workbook is driving the class.
Right.
And that's really what it's about. So little things like that, just trying to get it out there and catering it to you. You know, if you don't want me to do it in your house, I'll do it virtually, but I'll send you everything. I'll send you PDF copies, whatever you want, or mail it to you. But, you know, any way to get the information to people. And I actually got an email from a guy. He's like, hey, you know, I just read your book. And I was like, that's cool, man. Thanks. He goes, I'm about to retire in about a year. I've been on a job 20-some years. I'm about to retire. And I wish there was stuff in his book that I wish I had when I started out. And I didn't ask him what it was. I'm like, that's cool. You know, thanks. But, you know, I just wrote it based on my life.
Yeah.
In my own perspective. But, and Tom did the same thing with his. You know, he wrote it based on his perspective.
Yeah.
And people seem like, I mean, he had a good conversation, if you want, about what happened in Connecticut. Met a guy from Michigan.
You know, the one thing that our viewers and listeners can tell is they can tell the difference between fact and BS. And if, you know, that's one of the things why I've kept this podcast focused on education, a little entertainment and a little elucidation, but education, because I think that it's important that each interview provides our viewers and listeners with something they may not have thought about before. And, you know, it's something they thought about, but they never asked a question. They didn't look it up, or they looked it up online and they Googled it. But ours is basically to teach. And I always say that it's my guest who's teaching, and I'm learning. And not that I need to learn anymore for what I'm doing, but it's still who I am. So I love learning more about the fire story. And I think, you know, it's three of us. We added Andy and Joe DeVito and John Dixon and Haywick. You know, the fact is all of us have other lives, but when we define ourselves, we define ourselves as firefighters. And that's why this is so important to me, is to give back to the fire service that, you know, even though I was only limited to 8 years, before I got hurt, I still love the fire service today and define myself by it. And I think that's what the three of us share, as and these other gentlemen, you know, that I just mentioned. We know Andy's teaching all the time. And Joe is, he's a captain, part-time battalion chief in Fort Myers Beach Fire Protection District. John Dixon, right up, and Haywick, they're both right around the corner from you guys.
Yep.
But even listening to them when I went to the state fire, the Florida State Fire School, Joe was talking about ticks that he had learned from Andy, and I'm taking notes in a notebook. And he, during the break, he came over to me and says, Steve, why are you taking notes on the education to tell me? He goes, no, I'm learning about ticks. He goes, but you don't have one. I didn't need it. No, but I can still learn. That was what important to me. And I think that's what you guys are delivering as well. You're delivering the ability in several different venues of learning more about what it being the firefighter life, career or volunteer. You know, and I think if we learn, we're not doing anything wrong.
I agree. Definitely agree. I think it's just, it's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to just pass knowledge on. I tell people all the time, like, you can consider this being an educator, but if I don't know the answer to something, I have a plethora of people I've met, you know, on podcasts that I can ask the question to, and I'll get the answer for you.
Right. Yeah. That's where
I got guys calling me on both sides of the spectrum, career volunteer. they'll call me and ask me stuff about, you know, hey, I came into this incident, this issue in my firehouse. What do I do? I don't know, but I can find out for you. A buddy of mine calls me like every couple of weeks about NFPA stuff consistently. But if I don't know it, I've met a lot of people along the way. I'm sure I could find it out. But, you know, like Tony, like Chief Correa says, 1-800-GOOGLE, and I'm quoting that because he says that a lot, will get you anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny because I've learned to live by an altered motto. I used to think it was always recruitment and retention. And it was Chief Tony that said, Steve, if you don't put retention first, how the hell are you going to bring new people into your department?
Yeah.
I said, you got it. I changed it. I went to retention and recruitment. He's just a great teacher and so friendly and easygoing with it. But he knows the P's and Q's, R's and W's, and even letters we can't even recognize because he's done it and he knows it. And he's always willing to teach and talk and just help educate a firefighter, an EMT, paramedic, whatever, to help them just fine-tune their art and their skills. And again, one of the great teachers that we have in the fire service today.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, guys, I know time's cutting short now. And Nick, I want you to get to your dad, make sure you're in touch with him, and please send him our best wishes and our prayers. Tom, thanks. Great to have you again. I'm sure this will not be the, all depends what happens if there's going to be a season 9 or not. That's yet to be seen. There wasn't supposed to be a season 8, and then the warden decided to go back to school to teach again. So I said, well, I'm not going to just sit in the house and like old dust and mold. So I
might bring on a season 8.
launch another season. So we'll see what happens. But we'll be together one way or another in the not too distant future, I'm sure. But thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time out of a busy weekday schedule, family schedules, et cetera, to spend a little time with us here at 5 Alarm Task Force. Again, folks, you know, Nick is on our board of the foundation. Tom has been a great supporter of the podcast as well, which I truly love knowing these two guys and how they support us and what. And you should listen because you need to support them as well in their programs. Because the best part about this is that I'm an expert of nothing in the fire service, but I have no questions or problems learning about something I don't know. So if you keep that attitude in your life as a firefighter, again, no matter what level of firefighter you are, that you want to learn. You want to keep yourself open to learning many things, not just one straight path. Sometimes we have to learn how to zig and zag to get something done. And these podcasts, not just ours, and you know, at the end of every audio podcast, we list at least a dozen other firefighting podcasts that are out there. And so you should listen to them as well. And somebody said, well, why would you promote your competition? I said, we're not competition. Every firefighting podcast out there is different. None of us do the same thing as the other guys or gals. We find a niche that we want to do. And for me, mine was education. Because that's been my life's work, has been education since I was 13 years old. I've been a teacher. So that's what I like doing, is giving people education that will help them, guide them, keep them on a better path, help get them back on a path that they're looking for, et cetera. And you guys are spot on doing that job as well. So
thanks
very much. Great to have you guys here. Folks, if you're watching the video, this will be the conclusion. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to the audio, well, we still have a couple more segments coming up on the audio side. So we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. But to those who tuned in for the video, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very, very much. Remember to stay safe, stay well, and let's make sure we take care of each other and make sure every firefighter gets to go home. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you with another episode next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to 5 Alarm Task Force.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Remember when you were a young boy or girl and someone bullied or teased you? Where do you most often turn? Like many of us, you turn to your family. If you're a first responder, you probably no longer worry about those childhood problems. But there are plenty more that can affect us. Lack of sleep, the tragedy and horror we often see, even life's everyday stumbling blocks, like family illness, money, job problems, and more. So where do you turn now? Your gut reaction might be to keep it to yourself and not tell anyone about the hell you're going through. However, that's not going to help you or anyone else. Instead, you could start with your second family, someone you work with at the firehouse, on the ambulance, or at the station. You spend a lot of time with them, and most of them understand many of the problems you're dealing with. Reach out to a coworker or an officer you trust. Speak to clergy at your house of worship, or contact your SISM team. Don't keep it inside, gnawing away at you. That's not good for you or anyone around you. Know that there are people who stand ready to listen to you and help you without passing judgment. Remember, to carry out your oath to protect life and property, the first life you have to care for is your own. Brought to you by 5 Alarm Task Force, along with the Critical Incident Stress Management Team in your area, close by and confidential.
Hi, this is Steve. Earlier in this podcast, you probably heard me discuss why I bought the t-shirt I'm wearing during this podcast. Long sleeves t-shirt. Well, I need a long sleeve one. Even though I live in Florida, I have a autoimmune disorder that makes me hypersensitive to cold. But I bought it not to keep me warm. The t-shirt was being sold in honor of the 25th anniversary of Chief Billy Goldfeder's firefighter close calls. I've been out of the fire service, as many of you have heard before, since 1985 due to an injury. But I never let myself lose contact with the fire service and one particular magazine as well. It was in those magazines that I read, I believe, almost every one of those articles by Chief Billy, Firefighter Close Calls. And there is so much to learn when you read them in the magazine or listen to Chief Goldfeder describe it, if he's on another podcast or another broadcast of any kind. His insight and the research he does behind each incident is almost like a class for us firefighters to learn from. He doesn't pull his punches, and he shouldn't have to. We don't have that luxury in this business. We have one job and one job only, to protect the life, property in our communities. And it's under Chief Goldfeder's guidance that many of us do that. We learn from what he determines when he writes his articles and talks about these special reports. Close calls. Close calls usually mean we almost turned out with a very bad resolution to that call. But sometimes it also means we need to learn from the tragedy of losing a brother or sister. And let's be honest, that's not easy to listen to. But if we don't listen to either of these messages, then we won't grow. We won't be enhanced. We won't be able to know maybe what to do on a particular call, similar to maybe one that Chief Goldfeder already addressed, both orally and in the magazine. So, if you want to be the best that you can be in this field, Chief Billy Goldfeder is one of the most important people, or should be one of the most important people in your life as a firefighter. No matter where you are, where you serve, career, volunteer, combo, part pay, WUI. He looks out for us. And that's what we have to remember. Honor the 25th anniversary of Chief Billy Goldfeder's firefighter close calls. And you just might become smarter, better, and hopefully safer firefighter. And that's my view.
We're really glad to have you listening to 5 Alarm Task Force. But we also want you to know that there are some other terrific fire service podcasts available. Here's the short list. Beneath the Helmet with Chief Arjuna George. Students of the Game with Danny Beauvais. B-Shifter with Chief John Vance, Josh Bloom, and Nick Brunicini. The Professional Brotherhood with Chief Brian Soller. The Five-Tool Firefighter with Nick Higgins of the Firehouse Tribune. Station Talk with Assistant Chief Tom Marciano. Flow and Vent. DTFF, Down to Fight Fire, British Columbia Volunteers. Better Every Shift with Aaron Zamzo. Firefighter Success with Captain Jim Moss. Code 3, The Firefighters Podcast. Make Do with Nick Peppard and Sean Duffy. Getting Salty. Fit to Fight Fire. Remember, to be a great firefighter, you must be always willing to learn. This message is brought to you by 5 Alarm Task Force Corp. One mission, one family. First responders helping each other.
Did you know that 90% of American communities are served by volunteer fire departments? And that many of those departments are actively looking for more volunteers? When you hear those sirens, do you say to yourself, "Wish I could do that"? If you have the drive to serve, you can be a volunteer too. Volunteer and combo departments are always looking for new recruits. You'll be trained in the latest firefighting and rescue techniques and protecting your community at the same time. You will be joining the ranks of over 1 million men and women who serve their cities and towns, protecting lives and property. Did you know that the founder of the first volunteer fire department was Benjamin Franklin? If old Ben can do it, so can you. Drop by your local fire department and introduce yourself. You just might know some of the folks already there. Before you know it, those volunteers will be like family. Anyone can be a volunteer. Sure, it takes time and effort, but in your heart, you'll realize that it's all worth it. Want more information? Contact your local fire department or visit makemeafirefighter.org. Alternate? Did you know that 7 out of 10 firefighters in the U.S. are volunteers? And the number of volunteer firefighters is declining every year. Most American fire companies are working to recruit new members. When you hear those sirens, do you say to yourself, "Wish I could do that"? If you have the drive to serve, you can be a volunteer too. Volunteer fire departments are always looking for new recruits. You'll be trained in the latest firefighting and rescue techniques, as well as emergency medical services to protect your community. Volunteers are also needed to help with fundraisers, conduct fire safety programs, and pitch in around the fire station. Drop by your local fire department and introduce yourself. You just might know some of the folks already there. Before you know it, those volunteers will be like family. Anyone can be a volunteer. Sure, it takes time and effort, but in your heart, you'll realize that it's all worth it. Want more information? Contact your local fire department or visit makemeafirefighter.org. presented by the National Volunteer Fire Council and 5 Alarm Task Force.
And that wraps this episode of 5 Alarm Task Force, brought to you by 5 Alarm Task Force Corp. One family, one mission, first responders helping each other. We'd like to thank our guests, Nick Higgins and Chief Tom Marciano, for joining us to discuss all the new features of the Firehouse Tribune. Did you know you can find us and subscribe to us on all the top podcast platforms? Just search for 5 Alarm Task Force. We also want to thank our sponsors, Insight Training LLC, the Firehouse Tribune, and LifeScan Wellness Centers, as well as our promotional partners, Chief Miller Products and Sites, Thin Red Line Decon, Hass Alert, Pry Guy Levers and Nesta Bars, Silver Arrow Coaching and Consulting, Crackle Magazine, the EFT Corporation, Health KPI, the Firefighter Cancer Foundation, the Firefighter Cancer Support Network, the Albemarle Sweet Shop, the North Florida Fire Expo, and the Great Florida Fire School. If you would like to be a guest with us or have a suggestion for a show, please drop us a line to info@5-alarmtaskforcecorp.org. You can follow us on X/Twitter and Instagram at 5 Alarm Task Force, on Facebook at facebook.com/5, followed by A-Apple, T-Tango, F-Foxtrot, C-Charlie. And on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel, the 5-Alarm Task Force Corp. Stay up to date with all the news about our podcast, a new nonprofit foundation, and our blog on our website, www.5alarmtaskforcecorp.org. I'm Steve Green. Till next time, stay safe and stay well. Let's make sure everyone goes home.